This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وله الحكم وله الأمر يحيي ويميت وهو حي دائم لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن ولا وبعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها الإخوة الكرام وأخوات السيدات قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. Dear brothers and sisters, the praise is for Allah and salutations be upon His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The seal of the Anbiya. The basis for today's khutbah is the concept of tawakkal, its levels and its benefits. Tawakkal itself has many meanings in the Arabic language, but the specific meaning that it has in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means trust and reliance upon that which you cannot see. Trust and reliance, which itself is a quality of iman, a component of our aqidah. It means trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. There are many ayats in the Quran dealing with tawakkal. Many ahadith expressed to us and taught to us by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we will understand and appreciate the issue of and the principle of tawakkal. But for our purposes today, we will make reference to three or four ayats of Quran and three or four ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because for those in whose hearts there is iman, and the iman is still fresh in their hearts, and the aqidah is clear in their minds, we don't need a lot of ayats, and we don't need a lot of ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the surah Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. So whomsoever fears Allah, whoever is mindful of Allah, whoever is conscious of Allah, whoever keeps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their mind, in their heart, and their tongue is wet with the dhikr of Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give them a way out. مَخْرَج, a way out of every situation, whatsoever it is, with whomsoever it is with, wheresoever it is, in any time or place or circumstance. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide that person with the rizq which they need, which they have asked for, which Allah, He knows best, from a place which they could never have imagined or calculated. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and whomsoever puts their trust in Allah, huwa hasbu, Allah will be sufficient for them. This verse suggests that the servant must first use all the resources available to him or her. Because Islam and our belief and our aqidah, it is not fatalistic. It is active, it is clear, it involves give and take, it involves investment and reward, it involves the placement of an investment from the servant, and then the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cultivate that investment. As Allah mentioned in the surah Baqarah, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. We Muslims, we have to use the resources which Allah has extended to us. Those that we can see, those we cannot see. Those that are inner, those that are outer. Those that are tangible, those that are not. We have to search for the resources, and not simply say with our tongues, I put my trust upon Allah. No, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, trust in Allah, but tie your camel. This means, in very easy language, put your trust in Allah, but handle your business. Secure your values. Look towards where you are stepping. Look around yourself and make sure that you have crossed the T's and dotted the I's. After that, we have invested our 10%, and the other 90% is certain to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us in Surah Muzammil, رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وقيلا. He is the Lord of the East and the Lord of the West. That means every direction. Every direction, east or west, or every direction, up or down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Rabb. That means the sustainer and the provider of all places and all times and all circumstances, even a black ant under a black rock in the middle of the night receives its risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although it did not ask Allah for that risk. And one scholar said, وَلَوْ كَانَ حُوتًا فِي بَحْرِهَا. And even the fish which is swimming in the deepest part of the ocean, Allah's risk has reached it. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. So therefore, take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your wakil. And who is the wakil? What is the meaning of wakil? The wakil is the one that is the holder, the one that gives the balance, the one that gives the reality, the one upon whom all must depend. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore it is a part of our aqidah that we believe clearly in all of the asma al-husna of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The root of tawakkal is reliance or dependence. And we say that we depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, and we place reliance upon Him. And this is a reality of tawakkal, that we place our trust and our reliance upon Allah, and not trust and reliance upon our jobs or our employees or our husbands or our wives or our children or our friends. Whatever we need, we call upon Allah. Whatever we want, we call upon Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will place within the capacity of His servants, whether friends or family or relatives or whomsoever else, the resource to provide you with what you have asked for. But if you are asking someone or something without realizing in your heart and making a precedent in your mind that all risk comes from Allah, then you have violated the principle of tawakkal. We at least 27 times a day in the fard, salah, and sunan. We say 27 times a day, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'een. Are we thinking what we say? We're saying, Iyyaka na'budu. Oh Allah, we offering to you all of our ibadah. Wa Iyyaka nasta'een. And you are the one in which we are asking for everything that we need. Oh Muslims, let us see how tawakkal was understood through the sunnah. On the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an, who reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if only you relied upon Allah, a true reliance, He would provide sustenance for you just as He does sustenance for the birds. The birds, they fly out empty, and they fly back home full, even though they did not ask for anything. When the Prophet ﷺ uses the tamthil of the bird, it could mean an insect, it could mean a worm, it could mean a fish, it could mean anything else which relies upon Allah for its risk. The beauty of the hadith sometimes is missed. Because in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the birds, they fly out. This means they're not sitting in their nest waiting for Allah to bring the risk to them. And they fly back, which means this is their gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't just keep flying looking for more. They fly back when they're satisfied they fly back to the place from which they left. This means juhud. The servant has to make juhud. We Muslims, we just don't say, فَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. No, we make effort. We make preparation. We believe in Allah, but we make effort and we make preparation. Because those who fail to plan, certainly they plan. They fail to plan, they plan to fail. This hadith has been collected by Imam Ahmad, al-Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, al-Hakim, and al-Tirmidhi, who said the hadith was hasan and sahih, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, who reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says upon leaving their house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا كُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمِ, it will be said to him or her, you are guided, you are defended, and you are protected. And this is why it is important for us that when we leave our homes, whether for our jobs or going to the school or going for any of the needs or going towards the marketplace, if you don't make the dua, you're violating the issue of tawakkal, because you think that you're going to the store and the store will have something for you. You think you're going to the job and the job will provide something for you. You think you're going to the school and the school will provide something for you. No, this is a violation of tawakkal. You make the dua when you leave your home, as the birds make, do not make their dua, they make sabbaha. The birds, the animals, they make sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. They make their own tasbih. And we Muslims, we make our dua, because the difference between us and the birds is that Allah gave us intellect. Because He gave us intellect, He made us responsible. Responsible to do what? To make tawakkal upon Him only. This hadith was collected by Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and An-Nisa'i. And in the Surah Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِي خَبِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, and rely upon the ever-living, the self-subsisting, the eternal and the absolute Allah, who does not die, who does not leave, who has no need of that which He has created. So give your praise towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sufficient is He to be praised. And be certain that your sins can only be forgiven by Allah, because it is Allah who is acquainted with all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions to us in the surah, He says, no disaster strikes upon the earth or upon yourselves except that it is in a register, kitab, nabra'aha. Nabra'aha. This means it is in a register before we bring it into manifestation. That is, everything that happens in the earth, whether it is a ripple on the water from the influence of the wind, Allah has written it before He has manifested it to us. It is part of our tawakkal. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and remind myself that tawakkal is a conscious effort. It is a consistent principle. And that you and I, the difference between us and the kuffar, who go to the churches, or who go to the synagogue, or who goes to the temples, or who pray in their homes, or wherever they pray, the difference between them and us is the issue of aqidah. That we have absolute tawakkal upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we plant the seed of tawakkal and with our sincerity, and that Allah will accept it and cultivate the seed and produce for us the fruits. وقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم يا الله غفور رحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن ولا وبعض. Brothers and sisters, before we complete the second part, I just want to mention something to you. Whomsoever brings their children to the mosque, it is your responsibility to control the children. Because the mosque is not mal'ab. It is not a playground. You cannot bring the children here for relaxation. Just bring the children and let them walk around and do whatever they want to do. No, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that leave the children at home. He means unless you are able to control them. Why? Because the ibadah has a precedent over everything. The other thing, brothers, when you enter the masjid on Jum'ah, you should understand this is not your house. This is not LA Fitness. You don't enter the mosque and just simply take the comfortable seat that you want to take and like you enter in some kind of theater to watch a movie or something like that. No, the masjid has its own protocol. The masjid has its own manhaj. The masjid has its own discipline. And the Prophet ﷺ gave it to us in a very simple way. He said, whenever any one of you enter this masjid of ours, do not sit until you pray tahiyatul masjid. That's number one. And after you pray tahiyatul masjid, number two, form the rows, not sitting scattered. So people who come later do not have to step over the necks of others. And those who come later, you have no right to step forward and take a seat which you did not earn. You earned the first rank because you got here early. We learned that from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, on Jum'ah, Allah, he appoints two angels to stand at the door of the mosque. So as the people enter, they write down the rewards of those people. Those who come first and early and have the first ranks, Allah write for them the reward of a camel. And those who come after, they receive the reward of a lamb or a goat. And those who come later, they receive the reward of a chicken. And those who come later, they get the reward of an egg. And when the iqama is called, and the imam goes up into the minbar, the Prophet ﷺ said, those malaika, they close down those books. And Allah knows best what reward whoever comes after that. So how are you coming just to hear? How are you coming late just to make the prayer like half the Muslims do? You come just in time to make the prayer like most of the Muslims do. But you want to walk through the people thinking that you will get a reward like them? No, it doesn't work like that. This is Islam, not your lamb. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and remind myself of a hadith, a dua, which the Prophet ﷺ used to recite. And our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, never did the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, end his prayer except that he recited this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hamni wal-husn. Wa'audhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. Wa'audhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl. Wa'audhu bika min al-ghalibati dayn wa qahr al-rijal. Allahumma bi halalika an haramika waghnini bi fadlik amman siwak. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. See the power of the dua. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from anxiety and grief, from lack of strength and laziness, from cowardice and from stinginess, from being overpowered by debt and from the oppression of men. O Allah, I ask you to suffice me with what is lawful, halal, to keep me away from what is unlawful, haram, and with your grace, your fadl, make me free and make me independent of everyone and everything besides you. Subhanallah. See this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ended his prayer, but that he recited this dua, what does that mean for us? It means we should also recite and get in the habit of reciting this and pass it on to our family members. Because if we do that, it will help us in the issue of tawakkal. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا الله غفور رحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وذكر الله تعالى وأعلى وعلى وعز وجل وتم وحم وأكبر وأقم الصلاة.